We are learning Masechta Pesachim Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of the Amud V'Tanya K'Lishna Basra. We had two Lashonos in Pshat in our Mishnah. The first Lashon holds that if you have a Kezayis, so if it's on the bottom where it's Asur L'Chazik, which means it's holding in the water, then the Lach is its bottle. And our Mishnah that says that Yechayiv Levai, you have to get rid of it, it's only on the sides. And if it's less than a Kezayis, even on the sides, you don't have to Mevayir. That's the first Lashon. The second Lashon in the Gemara was that if it's a kezayis, then you always got to mevayir it. The case of our mishnah that says that there's a difference in a kezayis and a half a kezayis is talking about even by the bottom. The halacha is even on the bottom, even a whole kezayis, you have to get rid of it. A half a kezayis not, but if it's on the fanois, if it's on the walls, even a half a kezayis you have to get rid of. So there's two chumras in Lishna Basra. Number one is that you have to get rid of a kezayis in any case. Number two is a half a kezayis is only bottle if it's on the bottom. But if it's on the side, it's not bottle. So now the Gemara brought a raya from a brayis like the first lashon. Now the Gemara brings a raya to the second lashon. V'tanya k'lishna basra. Batzek shevesitke areva. You have flour, you have dough in the cracks of the bowl. V'mokum asu l'chazek. If it's on the bottom, which is asu l'chazek, which is made to hold it in, ain't a chaytis vein oiver. It's not chaytis when it comes to tefillas when you table it. Why? Because it's bottle. Vein oiver, not oiver. But makom she ain't asul chazik. What if it's on the sides? Then it's chaytis. It's not bottle. Va oiver and you oiver the iser of chametz. Medva amurim pachis bekezayis. It's whole nafgamina between the bottom and the sides, only less than a kezayis. But a kezayis, a whole kezayis, if makom asul chazik on the bottom is chaytis. It's not bottle. Va oiver and you oiver. So the problem is, in fact, the Gemara Kasha, Kasha Nadadi, there's a stira between the two brises, which was not such a big deal. We had all the time stiras and brises, it's machlokes. But obviously, the Gemara would rather not say that. The Gemara Kasha is a stira, two brises, Kasha Nadadi. Om Rav Huna. So, sorry, one brise says like a Shekam, one brise is a brise. So it's a stira. Om Rav Huna, Sami Kilsa Mekami Chamirta. Rav Huna says, you know what you gotta do? The first brise doesn't count. Rashi is in a Mishnah. The second brise is the Iker. And the loch is that if it's a whole kezayis, it's never bottle, and a half a kezayis, the only time it's bottle, it's only from the bottom. That's Rav Huna Shita. Rav Yitzchak says no. Rav Yitzchak says no. Tanoi shekalta ma'alma. Did you never found the tanoim who argue that you have to say it's not a mishnah? What's the big deal? Tanoi, it's always tanoim. The tanya went in a brisa. Hapas sheifsha. Pasta got spoiled, and it's spoiled from people eating it. The loch is chayiv levar. You're still chayiv to levar because it's still royal achilas kelev, and you still can use it for something. You're chayiv to levar. Why? Because ruuya le sheichaka belechamei ba kam isis acheres. It's ruuya to grind it up and use it as yeast and make other things chametz. And the loch is in the Torah seara is chayiv and chametz. Since you can use it for other things still to make chametz, it's chayiv levar. Rav Shimon Lozo Eimer, that is not 100% true. There are cases where it's still royal achilas kelev, and it will not be osad chametz. When medva amurim b'mekuyemes achilah, if you're putting it aside for eating, have a kupas saar. Kupa means a little ball of dough of saar of like sourdough shiyichli yeshiva that you said is a big piece of sourdough. You made it, you know, it's gonna be my cheer from now on. Lichli yeshiva made it into a cheer bottle. It becomes bottle from din chametz. Just to bring this into halachah lemaisa, not halachah lemaisa, but just, for example, play dough would be an example of kupas ar. You take it, it's not royal achil, you're making it yachli yeshiva, use it for sitting. The loch is, it's batla, and Rav Shimon Lozo holds that the loch is, that's not chayim achametz. So the Gemara is learning right now, it's machlokes tanakama Rav Shimon Lozo. That tanakama holds that if you're mevatel something, it's still chayim achametz, as long as it's royal to eat. Rav Shimon Lozo holds no, that it bittel, if it's bittel, then it works. So the Madam Rav Shimon Lozo, batla, mechal tarak hamas avloi batla, no bittel. Al mekasav akol kezayis, any kezayis that's chayiv and beer, afagav de mevatel loy batla. Even though you're mevatel, it doesn't work. So therefore, Rav Yitzchak has a shmak of pshat. The mechalikas the brises are, because the mechalikas the brises are, if a kezayis is mevatel, it's one of the mafminas and the two mechalikasim, right? If kezayis is mevatel, according to the first lashon, kezayis is mevatel, it's on the bottom. According to the second lashon, you can't mevatel kezayis. What's the mechalikas? Gemara says, you know what the machlekes is? Shem Tanakama. Tanakama holds you can't be mevatel chometz. If it's chometz, that's royal achilas kelav, it's asr. Kulin shem alazim, if I make it into yeshiva, I make it into a chair, it's bottle. So here also, I made it into the keli, on the bottom, it's part of the keli, therefore halach is, it's bottle. So the machlekes two brayos are, shem alazim and Tanakama. So it's probably bothering you much, you know, Mar's kasha, I'm like, baya, good, teratz the pick a zayis. You answer the stira of two brises about kazayas. What about pachis me kazayas? There's another stira of two brises. Less than a kazayas that's in the walls, that's it's in the walls, machlekes also. If you're the first lashon, the pachis kazayas in the wall is mutter. You don't have to mevar. If you're the second lashon, you're chayav levar. What's the machlekes there? We didn't answer that part of the brisa. Only Abaye terasta be kazayas, pachis be kazayas be terasta. You didn't answer it. So Abaye has his own teretz to this brisa, beautiful teretz. We're going to the Shem Allah that you could be mevatel kazayas chametz. So what's how do you answer the theory of the brisa? And the teretz is like this: there are three zones in the keli. You have the bottom of the keli, that's where it's holding in everything. Then you have the walls, which holds a little bit. It holds a little bit. You know when you do lisha, when you knead the dough, it bangs into the walls, so it supports the walls a little bit. Then you have Safa, on the top rim, you have another zone. The three zones, Shulayim, the Defanas, and the Safa. Three, you got the three zones in the Keli? Good. So when I say both brises stem with each other, the Asuyin Lechazik of one brise means the bottom, the other Asuyin Lechazik means the walls, Makam Lisham. So the Loch is like this. If it's on the bottom, then even the Kazayas is bottled, Kuliyama. If it's on the top, by the Safa, Lekuliyama, even a half a Kazayas is not bottle. On the walls, then it depends. If it's a gzayis, it's not bottle. If half is gzayis, it is bottle. So it's very gishmak. The first brisa, when it's talking about asuyin lechazik, it's talking about the bottom. So it says that if it's asuyin lechazik, even a gzayis is bottle. And on the walls, a gzayis is not bottle, but half a gzayis is bottle. Why is half a gzayis bottle? Because the maisa, it is a little bit asuyin lechazik, because it's made for the makam lisha. The second brisa is going, starts off saying on the sides. On the sides, that's where half a kazayas is bottle, and a kazayas is not bottle. But on the top is where nothing is bottle. Not the half a kazayas, not the kazayas. Those are three zones. Ha Mokam Lisha, Mokam Lisha is saying that the Asuyin Lechazik of a second brisa is going on the Mokam Lisha, which is the walls where you bang in when you're kneading it. Lafuke, the top rim. Omar Rav Ashi explains this. Loi Teimash, Loi Mokam Lisha means agaba da'agna. Don't say when the third zone means like outside the keli, on the outside of the keli. Ela sifso da'agna. Even the rim of the keli, the top rim, is also called shloim makam lisha. That's also called the third zone. So Gemara pshita, it's pashit. So Gemara tema zimnim da'atif mat lahasam. Maybe you think that's called the makam lisha. It's called the second zone, even the rim. Why? Sometimes the dough gets very big and it touches the sides also, touches the rim also. Kamash, no, we're not worried about that. So that's how we answer both brises in a beautiful way with the three zones, and it comes out that in zone one on the bottom shulayim, so kazayis is taka bottle. It comes to the tfanos, kazayis not bottle, only half kazayis is bottle. Comes the third zone, nothing is bottle. Gevaldik, to answer all three things. But it's all based on Shimmer Laza, both these brises. Why? Because according to the Tanakama, nothing is bottle. Even if kazayis is not bottle, because those things are bittle when yachid the yeshiva. It's all going fear of Shem Reloza holds that when I make something for yeshiva, I put something for a cheer, it's bottle. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav, halacha ger Shem ben Elazar. Rav Nachman says that halacha lemais is like of Shem ben Elazar, who holds that when you vatel to yeshiva, it works. Frank Demar, Eini, Vom Rav Yitzchak Barash, Yom Rav, M'tok paneh abetit, if you covered it with plaster or cement, batla. Then you can vatal the chametz. Talk in, loy talk loy. It's mashmah dafka if you smear with cement, that's when it becomes not ois chametz. That's not like a Shem Allah. It's not saying bittel's not enough. You have to actually cover with cement. So this brisa sounds like the Tanakhama, not like Shem Allah. And Rav says it's halacha. It's not a brisa. Rav says it's a memra. Rav the one who said it's like Shem Allah. Then Rav says you have to cover with cement. It's the stira, two things. It's a machlokes amaroyim what Rav holds. The one who said this Meshim Rav doesn't hold it at Rav, and that Rav doesn't hold it at Rav because they don't stem the two. Ikedav is another version. Amar Rav Nachman or Rav ain't a lock of Shem Loza. We don't pass Shem Loza. The Amar Rav Yitzchak Ashim Rav im toch paneha betit batla. And talk panah betit, it's a forget to say, don't pass between laws. The right is, cause, and talk panah betit, loy batla. That's the other gersa that we talk it on pass like Rav, and then stims very geschmack with that halacha of, with that halacha that they have to talk betit. Elamaisa, we paskin that yachtul yeshiva, but talk like it's a betit, it's mutla kind of person. It sounds like maybe, it's big shot how we paskin, if we paskin that bitla alone is enough, maybe the dafka talk betit. Look at Tachma Beisiv Tess. It's a big shalah how we paskin and Ayin Shom. I'm telling you, it's very gay. Halacha Maisa would play though. Look tomorrow, Vaita. Omar of Nachman, Omar Shmuel. Shnei Chatzoye Zaysim. If you have two Chatzoye Zaysim, two half a Zaysim, let's say they're in the cracks of the bowl, like Rashi learns. And we said that a half a Zayis, let's say on the walls, are bottle. But here you have a chutz of batzik b'neim. You have here a little thread of dough attaching the two half a kezaisim. So if they're one, then they're a kezais. A kezais is not bottle in the walls of a areva, in the walls of a bowl. So what do you do? Royin, you look, you see, kos ilu yinot al chut v'not al imoy, if you pull the chut, both ends would come with you, both half a kezaisim would come with you, then chayiv levar. Then you mechuyiv tevar, because then it has din of one big kezayis. From lav, if not, ain't a chayiv levar. Not mechuyiv tevar. Om ulo, not a halacha. Lo yamara, this whole halacha is ela ba'areva, only in a bowl. Aval v'bayis, but in a house, chayiv levar. You mechuyiv tevar, the half a kezayis. My time, what's the reason? The zimnim, the konishlu, sometimes you sweep up the house, v'nof l'gavei adadi, and it land up in one place. So any time I have a half a zayis in your house, you gotta throw it away. Why? Because we're worried on Pesach, let's say it's very gated, you vacuum clean it all up, it'll come in one place, it'll have a kezayis. So therefore, or you sweep it together, it'll become a kezayis in one place. Therefore, you have to get rid of the half a kezayis. So, Ad Kan Gemara. Now, Tosis asks, Amar Aleph, that Lafita Pshat we said before, about the three zones, this Gemara is very fair. What do we say? The third zone on top, the halacha is that a half a kezayis is you have to get rid of. Why? Because it's not bottled there. So why in a house is a half a kezayis? It's mashma without the chash that's to be put together. I wouldn't have to get rid of it. Why not? Why is it different, worse than the half a kezayis on top on the third zone of a bowl? And because of this, Tosis argues on Rashi. Tosis asked on Amud Aleph. This Tosis is on Aleph. Tosis says the Prish Kuntur is typically the pockets of a kezayis chayim levar shleim makam lisha. He asked by a house. What do you need the svar to pull together? It's not worse than the third zone. You hear the kasha? It's a bumper kasha, this kasha, tais kasha. So there's a few truths in the Rishayim. I'll say two truths. The Machamis in the back learns that, just like we said, a half a kezayis in the Zephonis is bottle, in the second zone is bottle. Why? Because it's stuck in there, and it's part of the bowl, therefore it's bottle. He says, in a house also, that's the halacha. The Machamis is from the Ramban. He says, Mishum the batzik shav sitke kar koyu shal bayis. The batzik here is in the crevices in the ground. Kemokem asu lechazik dami. It's like a mokem asu lechazik. She'ina makbarlo va'asu ledaris shamra. You walk this, or it comes part of the house. That's why half a kezayis is mutter. That's the way the mechamas of Ramban. The Rebbeinu Peretz brings down a teretz, and this is also brought down in the Magen Avraham and Shulchan Aruch that enechanami a half a kezayis even on the third zone would not be aser. The reason why it's aser there is because there was a few half a kezayisim in that zone. And they're all mitzar. V'komokom ayoyim Rabbeinu Chila, I'm reading from Rabbeinu Peretz. Yes, Yashper is Rashi. Lo oylem pakas v'kazayis oyver heichid hava mokom she'ein oy osu l'chazik oly koshom l'kamon. So I'm reading that kli mitzar for l'kazayis. Afik v'yena mokom echad. He's saying the case was there was a bunch of half a kazayis in the third zone and the kli is mitzar of them. A house is not mitzar of them. That's you have to come with the Rusvara of the Kodesh Leib. Agaponim, that's our Gemara here. That's Gemara Vareit. Da'amu ulam. So he said, if you have a house, you can't have half a kezayis. Why not? Because you might make it in one place. Let's say you have a half a kezayis in the bayis and half in the aliyah. What's the halacha there? Is that a chash that you might sweep them together? Mao. We're not sure. Do you ever sweep the upstairs and downstairs together? We're not sure. So mao is a suffix. And im tim tzaloimar, that's not a shayla because two different floors. Bayis v'chsad or mao. What happens if you have a little gazebo in front of your house and that goes like the entranceway to your house, you know, the little front porch? Maybe there you do sweep it together. Now, and if that is called one house and that you sweep together, shnei batim zel if nimzem. Now, what's the luck of two houses in front of each other? There, it's two different houses. Maybe you don't sweep to each other. Now, take you. All these things is a shaila. We have to wait till Yonavi come to Pascha. So we're going to write on hapas sheifsha, bread that got spoiled. V'nifso melecha la'adam. And it's not royal for people to eat anymore. V'akelev yachal achla. But still royal achilas kelev. The halacha is metama tumas oichlam. It's still metama tumas oichlam kabeya. It's still a din that we know oichlam mekabel tuma, but kelim are harder to mekabel tuma. And if it's nothing, it's not mekabel tuma at all. This is still called a shame oichl to mekabel tuma. Why? Because once it's oichl, until it becomes in a royal achilas kelev, it's still called oichl. V'nisifra imatameya. And you could burn this with, even though let's say it's chuma, you let it burn it with chuma tameya be pesach. You let it burn it with chuma tameya be pesach because since it's not ready to eat anymore, you let it burn it together with chuma tameya. Now you have to, but mevuyer you have to burn it. It has din chametz because it's still royal achilas kelev. Mishum Rav Nosson amru ainu metama. It's not metama. Rav says not metama because since it's not royal achilas adam, it loses shame tuma already. Keman ozlo. The following Mishnah, who's a go according to Rav Nosson Tanakama, Kamar Ozahad the Tanan, Klal Omer B'Tayrus, Kolam Yuchel Loich Adam. Once something was once Yuchel of a person's food, Tamei it stays Tamei actually Yivso Melechal Lekelav. It's Tamei until it's possible for Mechilas Kelav. So who's this Brisa like? They have to wait till it's possible for Mechilas Kelav. Command the Loich Rav Nosson. It's not like Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson says not Royal Mechilas Adam already loses his shame Tama. Tana Rabbanan, Arevas Ha'avdonim. You have here a bowl that the tanners soak their skins in it. It's a very smelly bowl. You put in it kemach, you used to put in kemach in to help the process of the tanning process. You put in flour. So until 3 days, the flour doesn't get disgusting from the taste of the bowl. So 3 days before Pesach, you put in flour, you have to get rid of it because it still has a shem chametz. If it's sitting in this bowl for 3 days already, it's so disgusting that you're not mechayev to mevar. Omer Rav Nosson, the medvar amurim that 3 days before, within 3 days, you have to get rid of it. Shloim Nosson l'secha oiris, you didn't put in skins in it. Avanoisin l'secha oiris, you put actual skins in it. Afil tech shloisha in the chayev levar. Even within 3 days, it gets disgusting. Now, what's Pshar Rav Nosson? So either you can learn Pshar Rav Nosson is like the Somer Shayim learned, it became in royal lechilas kelev from putting the oiris in it, or you could say that. And the shtickler of Nosson Shitasa here that if it's possible mechilas adam already, then already you could already not mechuyev to mevar it. Amar Rava halachah Rav Nosson pasuk Rav Nosson afilu yom echad v'afilu shachas. Even 1 day, even 1 hour, the halach is that you could that you have to get rid of it. Now we said two pshatim. Either we said pshat is that it's not royal achilas kelev, or maybe it's even not royal achilas adam. The question is, if it's not royal achilas adam, we had a brice on top of the omer. This is pasha ifsha chayev levar. So it has a shtim of two things. We pass like that also. So the Chazinish answers, the one teretz is that putting in oiris makes not royal achilas kelev. It's one teretz. But the Chazinish is different teretz. He says that before, was not royal achilas adam, but you can use it for yeast. You can use it to make all things chametz. This thing that has the skins in it, you won't put it in to make all things chametz. It's so disgusting. You won't use it to make it out yeast. And therefore, you're not mechayev levar. And that's halachah Rav Nosson. We pass like that. Fill yom echad, fill shachas. You put in skins in it. You don't have to. It's big enough for me to learn how we paskin. Is it pshat? It's not royal chilas kelev. That's pashut. If it's not royal chilas adam, it's also a chiddush that we paskin like Rav Nosson and that you don't have to mevar it.